If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Yo, welcome in to the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out here with me. Ooh. The Bears go down to Houston and they lose to the Texans. It was an interesting game that we need to spend some time talking about. We are sponsored by our good friends over at Remy Martin. For those of you who are not watching on YouTube, I am wearing my Remy Martin bucket cap, which is nice. And since it's an actual night game tonight, I am going to do the nightcap, which is where I listen to the press conferences and let you know how I feel about everything that I heard. I'll do that in the morning, depending on when you're listening, but no real reason to do a nightcap when I'm doing the actual first reaction podcast. And man, they beat the young man up. And it was interesting watching how all of this played out, because initially it looked like the quick game stuff was starting to work a little bit. And then it looked like it wasn't working at all. And they got hip to it, and it was almost as if Houston took a couple of quarters to figure out what was going on and how they were going to best defend against Caleb. And once they did, it was terrifying. I felt really bad for Caleb in that game, and you could see some of the moments of frustration, and from not just him. This is the most that I've ever seen DJ Moore react, because he is Mr. Cool, Calm, and Collected. And to see him react the way that he did in this game, like, there was a lot of frustration. The offense, I thought, and I'll have to watch it again, but I thought that it was too horizontal and not vertical enough. They were doing a lot of stuff side to side. They weren't challenging. But then again, how can you? How in the world can you challenge down the field if you can't protect the quarterback? And they struggled in protecting the quarterback. 7 sacks on Caleb on, 41 dropbacks? The numbers on Caleb were ugly. Yardage doubled but from last week, but 23 of 37, 174 yards, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions, passer rating of 51, and he was sacked 7 times. And even on plays where he wasn't sacked, on run plays where he got hit, like the, if you're talking about like the welcome to NFL moment, I don't know that Caleb had one against the Titans, maybe the 19-yard sack. This was, D'Amico Ryans' defense was an absolute menace to Caleb Williams and the Bears' offense. They can't protect it. You're seeing the Bears, for 2 games now, not be able to run the ball. Here are the final numbers on what the Bears did running. Caleb Williams was their best running threat. That's not good. That's not what he's here to do. 5 carries, 44 yards, 24-yard chunk for him. The longest carry beyond Caleb Williams is 24 was a 7-yard run from DeAndre Swift. 14 carries for him in this game for 18 yards. I was listening to Mully and Olin and Patrick on the pregame. I took a little walk after dinner, was listening to the guys, and they were talking about how they didn't see a lot from DeAndre Swift. I'm right there with them. I haven't seen a lot from DeAndre Swift either. And I thought that he would be a much more significant player in this offense than he has been through 2 games. The running game is also affected by the ineffectiveness of the offensive line, and they were ineffective. They have been. You're watching Coleman Shelton get pushed back on damn near every snap. Nate Davis, man, struggle bus for him. And overall, like it was both teams are very sloppy today. Too many penalties. This game went on forever because of the penalties. A bunch of first downs happened because teams were undisciplined. You had officials not seeing punches to the face on the sideline. All those things that would make you hate the way a game was played. The ineptitude and the fact that you had to sit there through a bunch of nonsense with both of these teams. Houston had 12 penalties for 115. Wow, for 115 yards. And the Bears had 9 for 60 yards. You're not going to win a lot of games if that's how you get down. If it's sloppy like that, you're not going to win. But Caleb's going to be in an ice bath, you know? Because it wasn't even like one guy just getting after him. I mean, there were a bunch. And he kept getting crunched. And what I mean by crunched is whether it was the ends or both of the tackles, them converging on the Bears quarterback and just destroying him. Like physically, I wonder about this. I also wonder about mentally. Has he been beaten up in a game before like this? I know the Notre Dame game was ugly because of the interceptions. This felt like an absolute like dismantling. Will Anderson was wearing Caleb Williams like a suit. 1.5 sacks for him in the game. A bunch of quarterback hits. He got hit 11 times. That's too many, especially when you consider that there were the 2 interceptions. It's amazing that the Bears were able to stay in this game. It's amazing that they legitimately had a chance to win this game at the end if they were able to put together a sustained drive, but they weren't. Them getting the takeaway on the goal line, because that would have probably ended the game. Like that would have, I think that would have probably been it. If Houston scores there, then it's, I think, even worse, because then you're forced to pass the ball. They can, it's yaha time for them, and they just start trying to destroy your quarterback. Now, that's what they ended up doing anyway. But through two games, I am unimpressed with what Shane Waldron has done. And that the lack of verticality in their offense is something that needs to be discussed. We saw a bunch of missed blocks from the offensive line and Cole Kmet, you know, putting people in danger and trying to get to a block on the edge and couldn't do it. And because of that, guys are getting popped. I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water and he absolutely loved it. And now when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badlands Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
We talked a little bit about it last week on the pod. For a guy who gets a lot of credit for having played the position, therefore he knows how to find offensive linemen, I am struggling to see where Ryan Poles' expertise lies. Every one of their linemen struggled. Tevin Jenkins was on the ground a couple of times. Braxton Jones had a rough night. Darnell had a rough night. Nate Davis was, you know, at the zoo or at the circus or went to go see Shaka Khan or something, because he was not all the way there. And Coleman Shelton was getting folded backwards into Caleb Williams's lap. When you have something like that, it makes it really difficult to even run an offense. But even the stuff that we saw them do, I don't think felt very good once the adjustments were made by Houston between the end of the first quarter and the second half. They said, screw it, we're going. I haven't looked up the blitz percentage yet, and maybe in the recap that's something that we'll talk about tomorrow morning, but that blitz percentage had to be high because they were bringing heat. Guys were like, and what really stinks, and Collinsworth pointed it out, although he did point it out after he was saying, well, this game would be different if Keenan Allen was out there. I mean, sure, I guess it, you know, you have another guy out there that can get open, but if the quarterback doesn't have time, what does it matter? If your offensive line can't identify stunts and pick up free rushers, I don't know how Keenan Allen being out there is going to help. Unless you're going to ask him to go out there and block. He's a big dude, but, you know, I don't know if that's what you want to ask him to do. The struggle was real. And I am realizing that my chair is very squeaky. I mean, that right there is like Shannon Sharp level squeaky. I'm just kidding, Uncle Shay. Anyway, this game was, is there any good? The defense played really well, and they kept C.J. Stroud from dismantling him. Although I will say, man, some of the throws that young man makes are incredible. You see him make some of these throws and the touch that he's able to put on the throws. The hope is obviously that Caleb Williams gets to that level of performance at the position, but you're watching one of the best guys in the league. And if his team was more disciplined, this could have very easily been a two-touchdown win, 17-point win, if they weren't allowing first downs to keep happening for the Bears because they were playing undisciplined ball. The Bears continue to do cool stuff on defense, and I guess that's something. Oh, you know what? I thought Jervon Dexter, I really enjoy watching Jervon Dexter tonight. And obviously, like, when you take the ball away and you're tough and you got a guy like Beyer, like, not scared to put his head in there and make plays. He had 11 tackles, had a tackle for loss ended up with the fumble recovery. Oh, Jack Sanborn. Yo, Jack Sanborn had an amazing game. I thought he was terrific. He had the pass breakup early on, and then he has a sack. That's a guy that, you know, considering how good TJ Edwards and Edmonds are, you're not expecting them to play Jack Sanborn that often, because you're expecting other teams, especially a team like Houston, to be in 11 personnel a little bit more often. But shout out to Jack Sanborn. He was the Bears defense was really, really good. I imagine this will change, but there are no tackles for loss for Montez Sweat. He did knock down a ball. But I mean, I can't have any beef with a team that kept one of the best offenses in the NFL to 19 points. You give up 19 points to CJ Stroud at the crib, you're supposed to win. Like, you're supposed to win that game. And I guess, you know, we have to really talk about, like, what is the objective of the 2024 season? Is that objective winning games, or is it developing the quarterback? If it's developing the quarterback, I'm cool with it. That's what you do. You get number one pick, you try to help him grow. But I kind of thought that we had reached a different level of development with the Bears. The good news for them, I don't think Indianapolis is very good. And they can go and beat Indianapolis and be 2-1, and everyone's breathing a sigh of relief. But if they don't get some of their main problems on offense fixed, if they don't get protection fixed, you might be better off just running like max protect stuff for a little bit and see if you can catch someone napping. Like maybe it's a three tight end look, and you run some stuff early where you're putting Everett and Komet into routes, and then you're just like, nah, we're going to have all three of the big fellas out here doing work, and we'll see if we can get the ball to DJ Moore and Rome Odunze, or if Keenan Allen is back next week. But that was rough. Absolutely rough. Thanks so much for listening. For those of you on YouTube, thanks so much for watching. We hit major threshold for the YouTube page, and I know that I've only kind of been taking the page seriously for a month. And for that to be the case, for us to hit a threshold that will end up making things profitable for House of L is a big, big thing. I thank you sincerely. I'm glad that I've got some ideas. I actually was talking with some people this weekend about different things to do with the page, but we'll keep doing more content, man, and we'll do more. I'll have the Nightcap sponsored by Remy Martin tomorrow. It's a YouTube exclusive. So if you're listening to this and you're like, wait, what? House of L has a YouTube page. Subscribe and you get stuff like that. I have some other things to talk about too, I imagine. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.